Ashton Zian is joining us this morning. She is the Director of Parks and Recreation in Ripon. Good morning.
Morning.
Selfridge Park, we've been talking a lot about that over the past year with the renovations and improvements that have been made, and it's time for a ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a ribbon cutting this Friday, June 26th, from 1:30 to 2:30. Just 1 hour. We'll have just some cookies and light refreshments, and if you'd like a tour of the park, or you can just go around the park yourself and just take a look at everything. That is our the kayak launch and fishing pier will not be installed at that time. So that is why we will have a grand opening in August. Everything will be installed by then. So August 29th is our grand opening from 9 to 10:30. And then we have a Cops and Bobbers event that immediately follows from 10:30 to 12:30.
So the 29th of August is a Saturday. So
it is a Saturday, yeah.
So people should be able to make that.
Now, yeah.
The Cops and Bobbers, I don't think the police department has been attached to that kind of an activity before, you know?
Yeah, this would be the first year that they've done it in Ripon, and as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, so now that Selfridge is revitalized and we have the trail that goes along the shoreline, that goes along the shoreline. Now it's just like a good environment for that type of event. So we're excited to have that and bring the PD in for that.
Okay. What kind of improvements did you make? You talked a little bit about the kayak launch and the pier, but...
Yeah. So we have a new open-air shelter. We have a new inclusive playground. We have an ADA path along the shoreline. We added benches and swings along the shoreline as well. Mm-hmm. We have an overlook area with some rock seating at the furthest point of the park, facing the railroads. And then we have a new parking lot. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the kayak launch and fishing pier will be coming in August. So
what kind of parking lot? Are you talking gravel or
asphalt? It is asphalt.
No longer
gravel. Okay. Yeah, it was gravel.
Yeah, that can be rough on a person's car.
So, yeah. But. And we did add tons of site furnishings, the tables on a new shelter, tables by the playground area, mm-hmm. bike racks, all the things you need. So yeah, okay. It looks awesome.
So I'm going to ask, cause I don't know, but when you have the kayak launch site, will there be rentals of kayaks or is that up to the person to bring the kayak with them?
Yeah. Currently it's up to the person to bring the kayak. We've discussed a rental system. There's a bunch of different systems you can do, mm-hmm. But nothing is, set in stone for that. So, the possibility is there. We just don't have anything right now. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the cops and bobbers, are the police officers actually teaming up with kids or that type of thing?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I know that Lindsay at the PD was talking about bringing in other to see if other departments would like to get involved, mm-hmm. maybe the county, just to offer or to have more officers there, as there's only so many at the Ripon Police Department.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So overall, how much of a project are we talking about dollars and cents wise? Because you had a grant in there, right?
Yes.
For quite a bit. So,
yeah, we got a stewardship grant from the DNR. Mm-hmm. It was between $400,000 and $500,000 we got maybe a year and a Oh, gosh, I don't even remember now, maybe a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we got awarded that. And then I don't know the now at the grand total at the moment, but yeah, that was the a great great grant to make the project possible. So
yeah, that stewardship grant is kind of in an endangered status right now. So.
Yeah, they've been going back and forth about it, and I don't know the. Where it's at right now, but I know that there was a possibility that it could be taken away. But
well, it pays for things like an upgrade to a park.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the city budgets are tight.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's nice when you have something like that available. So
yeah, the Wisconsin Parks and Recreation Association has been big on just getting other departments together and going to the Capitol to talk about it and trying to keep that going, as it's a huge a huge thing for local communities. So.
Okay, so the 4th of July is on a Saturday.
Yes.
Fireworks in the city are going to be the day before, the 3rd, right?
Yep, on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so July 3rd, we will have fireworks at Murray Park again. Mm-hmm. We'll just have some bouncy houses, face painting, just some concessions and other small activities at the park just 2 hours prior to the fireworks. So from 7 to dusk, we'll have some activities. That's the Friday, July 3rd.
At dusk?
At dusk.
Okay.
Yes.
So the activities will be prior to dusk.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The activities are 7, essentially 7 to dusk.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll end right before the fireworks start, so.
All right. And are you still looking for sponsors for the fireworks?
Yeah. Yeah. We're still actively seeking out sponsors for that. They're still coming in. Definitely still seeking sponsorships for it.
So this somebody might be interested in helping pay for the fireworks. Should they just contact you? How did they do that, Ashton?
Yep. So they'll just contact me. You can give me an email or give me a call, and I can go over. We do have a sponsorship list of all the different levels of giving amounts and what each level coordinates with marketing, promotion, that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning and updating us on the Selfridge Park,
mm-hmm.
the ribbon cutting, Cops for Bobbers, and fireworks on the 3rd of
yes.
July. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with Ashton Zeehan, who is Ripon's Parks and Recreation Department Director.